Spencer here again, and I'm excited for this last one that I'm going to be doing because we're going to be able to play around with some games for a little bit that Andy and John created for us for their project KRK.
Yeah, so thanks for inviting us, first of all. Yeah. Our project is basically a series of four games inspired by traditional Korean games. John and I are both from Korea, and we thought it'd be a really good opportunity to sort of present Korean culture in a very fun way, I think, through our CS50 final project. So yeah, I think we had a lot of fun personally developing the games, and we'd just like to show you a few implementations.
So let's dive in and play some games. Let's go for it. So let's see what we got here.
So the first game we want to introduce to you is Mukjipa, which is a Korean variant of rock, paper, scissors that you should be familiar with normally. So I'll invite you to be player one, like last time.
Let's do it. Okay, so I shoot.
So the game works where two players shoot, as in normal game of rock, paper, scissors. Mm. Then whoever wins that initial shoot is the attacker. So I'll shoot. So paper wins rock. So I'm the current attacker. Mm-hmm. I will choose. So my role is to predict which state you're going to go to as the defender.
Okay.
So look away, please. Yep.
Okay, cool.
Now it's your turn. So I predicted that you would go to rock. So I win this round. But we'll see what happens. Gotcha. The game is the best of three.
Gotcha. We'll go one more. Yep. We'll go one more just to see.
So we drew.
Okay, that's another scenario. Let's do.
Okay.
Okay, now
you
I'm
are the
attacking.
Attacker. Okay.
Cool, now we're done. I feel like we should end it there.
Yeah.
I like that.
Good
one.
Game. Good game.
I like that. That ending makes me feel good.
Okay.
Now we can move on to because like we tied it. Now
sure.
Of course. Yeah.
John will talk about next game.
The next game.
Cool. What else
next
we got in our
game? Next game is called Mugunghwa, which is a Korean variation of red light, green light, or statue. So basically, in this game, there are three states: go state, warning state, and pause state. So during go state, like the background turns white, and then the phrase "you want true Morty" comes out. So like you can move during this phase, but then soon, this is a warning state.
Yeah.
Rick comes out and says "wabadaba dub dub," and then after this state, there's a stop state. So if you move like during this state, it's a game over.
Yeah.
The goal of this game is to reach the goal area, like which is at the end.
Gotcha.
Marked by green portals. So basically that's it.
Well, any reason behind the Rick and Morty reference? I'm just curious.
Not much. It's just that we're huge fans of Rick and Morty.
Makes sense.
Right.
Well, okay, what we got next? Let's keep going.
So the next game is Tuho.
Tuho.
So to give you some context about the game, Tuho is a game played usually around holiday time in Korea. Usually involves arrows or sometimes pine cones or balls thrown into baskets. So getting inspiration from that idea, what I made was a game that requires the player to throw a ball into a randomly generated bucket somewhere on the screen. So I'll invite you to play once more.
Okay.
So you have to press the space bar to power up. You'll see the power.
Okay.
And when you're ready, press T.
Okay, so I got 250 power. Let's see how this goes.
Okay. Just close.
So I need to go a little bit above that. Let's go with that.
Yeah. Okay.
And you hear the victory music.
Idol.
Naturally. Okay. Beautiful. And then you kind of keep going and it regenerates a new position.
Yeah. So if you keep failing, it'll stay in that position.
Oh.
Since you'll want to like sort of have another try. But
I feel like, well, let me end this one out because we'll get there.
Okay.
380?
Lost lives.
Yeah, I know, I'm trying to.
Oh, that just missed.
That just missed. Right, that's so brutal. It's okay. It's okay.
But, okay.
I got one. Cool. I got one.
That's two. Right. One.
And then last but not least.
We have this game called Bounce Brick.
Yep.
Honestly, this is the least Koreanistic game. But then basically here, you can choose four arrow keys to move your paddles. Mm-hmm. And then if you press enter, ball drops. And basically what you have to do is use the paddle to like keep the ball from falling and then like break all the breaks. Oh. Wait, I missed it.
And that's exactly what you don't want to happen. Cool. Fun. What implementing physics in these games? I see like there's some physics between this one and last one. Anything that happened that was sort of a challenge that you didn't expect? Curiosity?
For this one, I had to like whenever it collided with a wall or brick, I have to like change the velocity to the opposite one.
Yeah.
And then like for the sake of the like fun of the game, like, every time it bounces off, I made it to increase the speed by 1.03. So yeah, the game is gonna like speed up after a few rounds. And then for
the 2-0 game, because we are in a 2D coordinate system, all I had to do was sort of fiddle around with the gravity that I set at minus 10.
Yeah.
So the pull of gravity would always cause the ball to draw a parabola.
Gotcha.
So I wouldn't say that's too difficult physics behind our games, but definitely some kind of idea about how gravity works, forces.
Some math going on there, some good stuff for sure. Well, it's really cool. Like, if you were to implement anything else, what would you have done? What would you add to these?
So, our initial plan was to implement a game called Yunnori, which is actually played around Lunar New Year in Korea. We discovered that it was a bigger challenge than we first conceived of, so we ended up just going back to the idea box, finding some new ideas based on the Korean tradition theme. Mm-hmm. But if we had more time, we would have loved to make Yunnori. We could use that as a potential project, even after CS50. So
that's cool.
That was an exciting idea we had.
Yeah, well, it's really cool to see like a game project because we just now have this game development track this year for the first time. And it's really awesome to see you two run with it and create some awesome stuff.
Thank you.
Thanks for showing me and the rest of us our project.
Oh, thank you so much.